The Iron Welpling.
The Iron Welpling.
The Iron Welpling.
Welcome to the fifth episode of the Iron Welpling. I am Taylorn.
You suck.
Hey, Mayron. Shut up.
And Chestard.
Oh, sorry, Chester. Yeah. I got a new mic.
Chestard.
Ooh.
So, Chester, what'd you do? What happened? For hours and hours that we've been bugging you about, what finally happened? What'd you do? Where?
Yeah, ding 60.
About time.
Ding!
About time.
And,
you screenshot?
A very good one, actually, of me, like, waving my arms in the air and the light all around me.
Oh,
and I had my little green shot.
Dang it!
Did you forget to take one?
No, I took one, but we reformatted my computer. Damn it.
Oh.
You lost it?
Oh, yeah.
Snap!
Shit.
Dude, you suck.
Oh, well.
You're going to have to get some, yeah.
Well, if you guys haven't noticed, our website has a banner on it now.
I haven't noticed.
My character looks really weird.
Yeah, you were in a dark place when I took the picture.
Well, maybe
you should
have, like, been in not a dark place.
Well, anyway, I'm gonna... At some point, we're getting a different one, because the guy who made it didn't get my last email.
Oh, because it sucks.
Okay. The lettering's good. You gotta admit that.
Yeah. Well, in case anyone doesn't know our email or website, Taylor, why don't you tell?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is the ironwelpling@gmail.com for the email, and then the website is theironwelpling.blogspot.com.
That's pretty cool. That is a pretty cool
Yeah,
place.
That banner's not that great, because we look really dark.
We're working on it. And at some point, when we start getting people, like, actually participating in the show, besides us...
Wink, wink.
Yeah, I'll get some forums up.
Tell your friends!
Yeah, send us an email. We like email. We have yet to get any email.
I'm not even gonna say the joke again. It's not even worth it. No one listens.
Okay.
Whatever. Don't be a sad panda.
Makes me a sad panda.
Okay. Yeah. Also, we all made new characters on Ice Crown just because we all dinged 60 and we got bored.
And I was bored a while ago, but...
Druid.
Good for you.
Yeah,
good for you. And, yeah, you made a... What'd you make?
Torn Druid.
Torn Hunter.
Oh, I made an undead priest.
Loser. And, Torn? let me say Hunter is fun.
Easy mode.
It really is easy mode. It's so easy, I just poon people in the face, just send my
pet. Yeah, whatever. You can be a shitty hunter.
Chester, you're too used to being
keep
a priest
PG,
where you actually have to, like,
keep
work.
Keep it PG-13. I'm too used to getting, like, owned in the face every time I try to do something, because I can't... It's just so hard to solo as a priest.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's easy with a hunter, that's why I played hunter. I do solo, and I like to solo.
Okay,
Well...
So what have you guys been up to this week?
Absolutely nothing.
Really?
Besides leveling my other Taylorn.
What, the priest?
Yeah, the priest.
We got like 400 alts that are named Taylorn.
Hey, only like 3 or 4.
Taylorn, Taylorn sucks.
Mayron's awesome.
I have like a lock, a mage, a priest, and maybe one more, but I'm not sure.
That's a great story, too.
Let's move along.
I'm rambling.
Let's move along. Okay, well, I can tell you what I've been doing. I've been raiding a ton.
You have to sleep.
Well,
he raids...
So?
Okay, anybody? He raids at 12 to 4 in the morning.
No.
And
then you have to get up at, like, 6.
Yeah?
You have issues.
Yes.
Well, it was fun. It was ZG. How can you get away from Zul'Gurub?
I've never done a raid, so stop talking.
Dude, it's so much fun.
By the way,
Zul'Gurub,
Okay, right. By the way, are we doing a raid anytime soon in our guild here?
I don't know.
You should just check the website.
Well, they never update it.
Yeah, have to log on or something.
Well, obviously I got a better deal than you guys.
Yeah, just because you're a noob. Now, let's move along. News.
Okay. Yeah. Well then, I'll do the news.
Why don't
the
you
news
take
is
away
cool.
The news, Taylor?
Yeah, mildly big news for some people.
News.
Not so much for other.
News.
There are now three character transfers.
What?
Starting today.
What?
January 4th.
What?
And ending...
What?
January 9th.
What?
From any server to any server.
No.
Well, I'm assuming it can't be PvP, or non-PvP to PvP.
Well, there
well,
you can only...
It's like assigned realms, like let's say, you know, I'm on Black Hand.
Let me finish, I got the list.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. New servers, I have them here. First server I'm gonna is Naz Jatar, which is PvP on the Pacific. And Dagger Spine, Illidan, Destomath, Spinebreaker, and Mo'Ganis can all transfer there for free.
Oh, we should just move to a new server and just throw everybody in the face.
No.
Okay.
And then another new server is Balgun and Garona, Blackhand, Greymane.
Yay, that's me!
Alira.
Wait, we can move to Blackhand.
And Vilmar can all switch to that new server. And then...
So I can switch to that server. Right?
Did they say Aggramar wasn't listening?
Aggramar isn't on this list, but...
Oh.
You guys can't move.
And then...
It's because we're too cool.
I have two more new ones. Alatrek Mountains, Warsong, Skullcrusher, Burning Blade, Executus, and Kel'Thuzad can transfer to the Alatrek Mountains.
Haxors.
And then Argos, new one, and Durotan, Ionar, Draka, the Duskwood, and Icecrown can all transfer.
Did you say E?
What?
Did you just say E, like as in Spanish E for N?
No.
You've been in Spanish for too long.
I might have.
Get into
oh
German
goodness.
Class.
I think he just did.
Oh, jeez.
Take German, it's better.
It's so much easier to say.
Oh, hablo en español mucho.
Okay.
I won't turn this into Spanish fast.
So that is the major news, but on a little side thing.
Major noobs? What?
I don't know if I want to change, because I kind of like my guild.
Yeah. Well, anyway, in InQuest magazine number 141... the World of Warcraft trading card game...
I got some.
...was named Best New Game for 2006 in the Editor Choice.
I got me some.
Yeah.
But no special cards.
And the... you can vote for it for the reader voting thing. Yeah. At the site... Blizzard Universe, or Wizard Universe. I'll post up a link.
Quite a link.
The show notes.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's all the news I had.
Oh. Well, here's news to me. I don't know. I think I'm getting a PS3.
You suck!
Okay, no. Name one game that you want to get for that.
All of them.
So that's $60 each, plus the actual PS3.
My parents are buying the actual PS3.
What? Okay, well, then 60...
My
so that's
dad
like
wants it for the Blu-ray.
Well,
if you just get it for the Blu-ray, it's actually not that bad, because it also plays games.
And plus your dad's getting it, so you don't have to do squat, so...
Yeah, but I gotta pay for the games.
And Blu-ray... Blu-ray discs and readers are very expensive.
Yeah, the Blu-ray readers, the cheapest ones, like $1,000, so you're making...
Let me ask you this. What does this have to do with World of Warcraft?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just thought I'd say it.
Okay,
you guys asked for news. And, let's see, what else is there? Chester, you got anything?
News?
Yeah, any news?
Ding, 60.
Okay, well...
No, wait. No, I don't.
Did you get any new gear or anything?
I actually found my gloves, my Devout gloves, really cheap on the auction house. Usually they're like 40 gold, but I found them for like 4 gold.
That's a steal, buddy.
Or something like that. I just like, bam, and I stole it.
Nice.
Yeah.
But now I want to go raiding so I can get more gear, but nobody's ever raiding in my guild.
Yeah, well, we kind of took a break.
Yeah, perfect timing.
It should start up again pretty soon, since the...
When's the expansion coming out? Because I don't have enough money for it right now.
Expansion, 16th, this month. 16th, Masadakidos.
I'll get it eventually.
Well, but see, the problem is, there's two other games that are coming out that time that I want to get.
What?
WarioWare for the Wii, because that looks pimpin'.
That's already out, I think.
No, it's coming out the 17th. And then 15th is Wii Play, which is like another Wii compilation of games, you know.
What is it? What's on
it? It's kind of like Wii Sports, only with a bunch of different games. I'm not sure what games are in it, but I'll look that up later and tell you. But okay.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Getting off on the subject of World of Warcraft. I got 3 out of 6 of the Blood Guards crap because I didn't feel like waiting for High Warlord. But I can honestly say my DPS
I should probably just go for the PvP gear because it's a lot easier to get.
I don't know. It's pretty tough with that armor. I'm surprised.
I want those awesome shoulders.
But freaking Alterac Valley sucks for Horde.
I don't know. I just don't like Alterac Valley that much.
It's just because you're dumb and you don't understand it.
No. Shut up. People just don't get it sometimes, though. Like,
but Alliance always wins.
Maybe on your server.
They do. I'm like, seriously, I always lose. I never win. Warsong goes about even, and then Arathi base and Horde always wins. Unless it's a pre-made.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Move along to
Melkor. Should
we move on to the Zone of the Cast?
Sure, why not?
Alright, Zone of the Cast. Well, looks like Chess Tard already said it, being the Tard he is.
Hey, Melkor!
It's Melkor.
Melkor.
The Tauren starting place. Well, it's a pretty exciting place.
I mean,
a lot better than Durotar. I don't know. My favorite is Tears. Oh. Gotta be my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. It's my favorite Horde starting place.
Really?
It's really nice. I like it. It's nice and just mellow. It's not like Durotar, which is just crap. And Undead One isn't that bad. Undead One's not that bad. It's just, it's kind of dark and, like, depressing. But whatever.
I like it.
Okay. Well, that's Melkor for you. We're done.
Yeah.
Alright, anyways.
Okay, before we move on, Megaron seems to have a little thing to do for a sec, so we're gonna pause it for a sec.
And we'll be right back.
Pausing it right now.
BRB!
Go.
Okay. Back to Melkor.
We are back.
Back to Melkor.
So.
You start out.
Do you want the lay of the land and then. Figure out
sure, why not?
Okay.
Well,
basically, you start out in this place called...
What? No.
What's that place called?
The Bloodhoof? No.
Oh, it's not Bloodhoof.
I know. But it's some kind of plateau. Shut up.
I don't remember what the hell the name is. Okay, well, you start out in this one place.
Plateau.
It's in the south of the map. Some plateau place. And basically... You kill crap. Do the quest there. Get up to level 5, level 6, whatever. You know?
Yep.
Then you walk down that road there. And you meet some little guy, and you give people a quest, just like every other starting zone. Where
go to Bloodhoof Village.
Bloodhoof. Which
village.
Is quite nice.
Yeah.
And you get a lot more quests there.
You get a ton of quests there. Holy crap.
Yeah.
So many gathering quests. I got at least 10 there.
Yeah.
Collect 27 wolf livers or something.
No, it's like one. But anyway.
That's right, you have to get like an intestine.
You gotta get
a
cougar femur.
Cougar femur, that was one of them. That was cool.
Yeah.
I could have sworn
really,
that one of them said...
It's a really good place to get up your skinny. I mean, by the time I left there, I was 82 skinny.
Cheater.
You're a cheater.
Yeah,
just because you don't have professions.
Okay, and... Anyways, and then after that, you go follow the path north, and you get to Thunder Bluff, probably
Thunder
my favorite.
Bluff. Thunder Bluff.
I like it. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Don't
it's
fall
just a
off.
Hard to,
Don't fall off. It's on like this huge cliff. And if you fall, you can't live.
Unless you have levitate or slow fall.
Unless you have levitate or slow fall. Or you drink that special festive beer.
Oh, you're for the win. Shut up. It's all about the hunt hearts.
Yep.
It's like chest hard. So basically,
if you go south, and then if you go south in Bloodhood Village, you get to the Baron's Shudder.
No, it's to.
Yeah. That's right.
Not to the south.
Yeah, there's a path that goes to the south and then goes over and curves off into the Barrens.
Well, if east from Bloodhood.
Sure.
Trust me, I think I know. I've done it millions of times. But anyways, Molagor is a really good place for skidding. Herbalism's pretty good too. Just because even if you're playing a Torn, you get plus 15 to your herbalism anyways, so it's pretty good. Good stuff.
Yep.
Like Chester said, it's not like Durotar or anything. Or undead where it's kinda dark and everything.
It's not like
Durotar is just really boring.
Durotar sucks. Yeah, it does. God, it's so boring.
Yeah. So basically, it's a nice looking zone, and it's nice and green. Hard. Lots of the skin, and it's fun.
It's hard. Yeah.
Basically,
nice.
Well.
And there's not like a tightly packed amount of enemies in like spaces, so you can't. Oh. You can roam around pretty easily.
It's kind of nice.
Because I hate some of those places, you just walk off the road and you suddenly get ganked by three, people and you die.
Yeah, but being a hunter, you can take on those three.
Yeah, you can. Easy mode. Right, moving along.
Alright, some quests.
I can't think of anything right now.
Can't think of any quests?
Okay, well, there's the one in Bloodhoof Village. We have to collect some, something. And then you go to the guy, and he gives you this special elixir, and you drink it in front of the fire there. And then you follow this little spirit wolf thing.
Yeah, I know exactly what that quest is.
And then it takes you to a cave.
You collect two well stones and two ambercorn.
Ambercorn, and they're just around trees, and then the well stones are at the well.
Ambercorn's laying on the... Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you follow that vision, annoying.
When I had to do that quest, I got to the person that was, I followed all the way to, and it was like a seer person.
Yeah.
And as soon as I was about to talk to her, this one, night elf chick came in and killed her. And so, she camped her. And I was just like, God! And so, when I called over, a level 60 to come kill her, and he was like, okay, I'm right there. And then she left. And so, I know. She must have, sensed it or something with her magical night elf. Yeah, whatever.
They go around the horizon.
Night elves can do that to you. They're magical.
They're evil.
Yeah, night elves are gay. Sorry. They just are.
I hate their starting zone.
I really do, too.
Yeah.
But we'll cover that another time.
Eldrissel, next episode.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Okay, fine then. Durotar, next episode. We already did that one. Whatever, moving on.
So, basically, a good quest that's,
Okay, there's
Mazen Ranche, or whatever how the hell you say his name. It's like a cougar femur, a brilliant scale from a plane strider or something,
And then a thing. Okay, you collect a thing from. You got one thing from a cougar, one thing from a wolf, one thing from a prairie stalker, one thing from a swoop.
Yeah.
And then you just hand those all in. And what you should really do though is just get all these quests because you have to also get swoop feathers. You also have to get some
swoop trophies or whatever.
Trophy crow feathers.
And then you can get those pale mane guys. Basically, you want to pick up every quest you see in Bloodhoof.
And then just go out and just murder everything. Murder.
And it's fun.
And you'll see a lot of, venture people. And there's also this guy that wanders the road south of Bloodhoof, and he gives you a quest.
East.
It's a road that's right next to Bloodhoof, and you take it south.
It's
east. Shut up. No,
the general direction is east. The road goes south for a tiny bit, then goes east.
Thank you. Now,
if anything, it goes north.
What?
I'm gonna prove it to you.
Okay, whatever.
When you follow the road out of the hoof, you take left, you go up, and you
shut up.
Shut
up.
East.
Shut up.
Okay. Fine, go for it.
Okay. And then he gives you a quest where you have to go across this little lake, and then go into kill a bunch of Ventrico guys and get some supplies off a destroyed caravan. You bring them back to him, and then he's like, "Kill this guy." And a bunch of more Ventrico guys. Then you gotta go to this cave.
Mine.
Whatever. And you gotta kill a bunch of Ventrico guys. And it's kind of hard because like they're so grouped close together that you have to at least pull two. And if there's a lot of workers along the walls, and if you get too close to the walls you pull them. It's really hard. But I did it as a mage because mages are overpowered.
Mage?
Yeah, because I could AoE.
You are not a mage, you're a hunter.
No, my troll mage on Blackhand.
Oh. When did you do that?
A long time ago when I made the troll mage.
Well, why would you go over to Mulgar?
Because I don't like Durotar.
Oh. So you did your starting zone in Mulgar?
Yeah, basically. As soon as I got to like level 5 or something, I just ran on over to Bloodhoof. Anyways,
well, some good, there's not really any good things that drop. I guess there's that wolf, ghost wolf, he's like a level 12 elite, just outside of Thunder Bluff. He's really freaking annoying to kill. I didn't even try him.
Oh, is that where, oh, that's the guy that I had to kill for that quest. I never found him. There's a bunch of wandering Kodo going around, there's like a group of them, and they just kind of wander around.
Cool.
Don't you remember them? There's two elite, not elite ones, two like adult ones.
They're like 15. 15, yeah. 12, something like that. They're cool though.
They're not aggressive though, so it doesn't really matter. But they're so cute because they're just like boom, 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 boom.
Okay.
And I want to ride one.
Well, you will once you reach level 40.
Yes.
And have money.
Money.
Money helps.
Yeah, that reminds me. I want to get my epic mount on my name.
So do I.
I
started farming and I got lazy and I got stopped.
What? I don't even know what the heck to farm.
I went to Ashara to farm those things.
Oh, for Felcloth?
Yeah. No, not Felcloth. They don't drop Felcloth. No.
Some of them.
Yeah, Mooncloth. No, not Mooncloth.
Runecloth.
No, they don't drop Runecloth. They drop Mage Weave.
Why would you farm Mage Weave?
Ghosts? I don't know, whatever. I'm gonna look up on the internet.
Yeah.
Okay.
The big money makers are. Yeah. That's besides the point.
Yep. Get into that. Wool farming. Wool farming. Not that.
Oh yeah.
That is the way to go, buddy.
Dude, wool.
Or Scarlet.
No, seriously.
Scarlet Monastery.
It sells for a ton of money.
Oh man, if I was a mage.
Dave,
that thing.
Dude, you have to go with me, Talon. You have to go with me to Scarlet Monastery, and we're gonna farm. Because I can't do it myself.
Why don't I just go?
Well, you'll probably die, dude.
I know I can do graveyard easy as all heck.
Well, I know, you can probably AoE him down pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, graveyard's easy as all heck for me.
I have one AoE and it sucks. So.
I haven't tried anything else. Holy Nova!
Yeah, mine's volley, but if they get too close, it just stops, so.
Kinda gay.
Holy Nova!
Yeah, yes, I can't do that stuff, which makes me sad because I didn't want to choose a priest, though.
Well, why?
Because there was a need for one.
Well, that's your problem for wanting to feel needed.
Shut up.
I can't believe Talorn decided to play Alliance instead of Horde with me.
Well, because you weren't playing much at the time.
I was, too.
And you were being stupid.
You're being stupid.
So?
Do-do-do-do-do.
Let's go play WoW.
Yeah, I don't want to, not until I'm gonna raid.
You're gonna raid again tonight?
Yeah.
Oh. You're gonna be so tired tomorrow.
I hope so.
Fall asleep in geography. It'd be funny.
Dude, today? I'm so tired, but I didn't even raid last night. I got 9 hours of sleep.
Just imagine tonight. Did you even take a nap or anything?
Oh, I'm going to go to bed pretty early, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I guess it's the end of that.
Yeah. I'm on a rant there. But, Mulgar is a pretty exciting place. I'm pretty much an expert on any Horde starting zone, so if you guys have any questions, shoot me an email.
Yep.
At.
Or just shoot them.
Oh. At theironwhelpling.gmail.com.
At gmail.
At, not dot. Dang it.
First the Spanish, now the dot.
Hey, I think that just had like an E in the name.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to listen to that after this, and we'll see.
Okay.
All right, we're done?
So, are we done?
So, yeah, I guess so.
The Iron Whelpling.
The Iron Whelpling.
Yeah, anywho. All of us signing off. Hard.
No, I'm not signing off.
I'm going to sign you off. I'm going
to
sign off for you.
No.
I refuse.
No.
Okay.
Suck.
See you next time we do a show.
Nine!